Darren, Kerry and Sky, East Coast Radio. Get Fact with Darren Moore.
All right, Kerry Miller.
Yes, Darren Moore.
Things have changed, hey? Things have really, really changed. And I think you might have been born in the wrong period. Do you ever wake up and go, I'm in the wrong age?
Yeah,
I
mean,
I think, age.
I know, I'm a lot younger.
In 1908, the Olympics marathon runners included the winners. The winners would drink champagne and brandy and strychnine cocktails. You know what strychnine is?
No, but I'm into it.
Strychnine, you might find it in the occasional, it's mixed into the occasional recreational pharmaceutical, but more commonly known as a rat poison.
Oh, okay. I was like, she'll try anything once. No, she won't.
Yeah, but 1924, the Paris Games provided rehydration stations that gave you wine at the marathons.
Oh, bless you, Parisians.
Yeah, hey.
Merci beaucoup.
That's your period, 1924 Paris. Oh. Marathon, and you're like into the next. Can you imagine interrupting a yoga class for a little Cabernet Sauvignon?
I mean, you know, a little like...
That's your language.
Trident and shots. I mean, it's... It makes sense, you know. Drink your carbs.
Yes, drink your carbs. So you'll like this one as well. Back in 1987, that's all the way back in 1987, Singapore passed the Human Organ Transplant Act, which said if you did not list yourself as an organ donor, you could not benefit as an organ transplant.
Oh, really?
I think there should be around the world.
Yeah.
If you don't put your name, if you don't contribute towards the food bowl, why should you enjoy the trough? No, if you don't put your hand up and say, I would like to be an organ donor after, or if you don't donate blood and you need an emergency blood because of an accident, then I'm sorry, you didn't donate.
So I have to quickly, you know, there are some people who maybe are underweight or don't have enough iron to donate, but I think the
It's obviously exemptions.
But the organ one, you're dead.
Those who choose not to be donors because it's you or for whatever reason.
I agree.
Then I'm sorry, you don't get to benefit. Fair
enough. By the way, organ donor, I think it's like if you just Google organ donor.co.za, it'll come up and it's so easy and then they send you stickers.
Exactly. Yeah, and you don't have to donate while you're alive.
No, exactly. You're
bonus.
Already be gone.
Yeah.
So, I don't know what they'll take of us, Darren, but they're welcome to anything they like.
All right. And this is just a fun fact, right? I don't know how they recorded this, but they did. The first Japanese man who learnt English as a Japanese man and then was able to teach English to other Japanese people, his name was Ranald McDonald.
Stop it.
True story. Ranald McDonald predates McDonald's by about 60 or 70 years, but his name was Ranald McDonald.
That's his first line in English. Yeah. Would you like to supersize that?
But it happened.
That was amazing, Darren Moore. I want to go to Paris, run a marathon, and stop for a wine.
Fantastic.
We just collectively got facts.
Yay. To listen to these moments and anything else you might have missed, go to ecr.co.za and click on podcasts.